Raindrops are falling on my head.
It's time now for our weekly conservation show here on Q92. Heard every Wednesday morning at this time, featuring news from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office, Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership, Black Barrel County Environmental Office, and more. Now the conservation show for today. Time for our conservation conversation with Michelle Overholzer from the Lac Parle Soil and Water Conservation District Office. How are you, Michelle?
Pretty good.
Haven't seen you for a while. Good to have you back on the radio.
It's been a little busy at the office lately.
Well, we're just talking about the weather here. It's making the raindrops falling on your head. Depends on where you were. You said Milan had a little rain over that way.
It came down pretty good for a little while. I've heard from other people that... Well, we've all heard probably stories from Bellingham already.
Yeah, county shop kind of destroyed by the wind up that direction, some trees down and things. But,
and then there's other people that were just a couple miles away that didn't get hardly a drop.
How much here? Little breeze and a tenth of an inch of rain maybe or something. That's about it. But at least the grass isn't quite as crunchy this morning.
if we could just get a little... more rain without all the hail and the wind and all that other stuff.
That's all we ask. I didn't think that was too much to ask, but you know how it is.
You know, it seems we don't have enough or we have too much. It's just never going to be perfect.
That's the way it is in farm country all the time, isn't it? Right. Too wet or too dry.
Yep.
Well, speaking of farm country, we're going to talk about buffers today.
Yeah, everybody's favorite topic.
Yeah, right. Every time you come in, we talk buffers. That's kind of your thing over there.
It's a big part of my job, yes. And so recently I sent out letters in the county to individuals who are on public waterways that may or may not be in compliance already, even though the law isn't in effect. So technically nobody's out of compliance right now until the law goes into effect. And unfortunately, there was a little bit of a problem in my data gathering, and some individuals got pulled into the mailing list that didn't need to be, and so it's been a little bit of a challenge, but it's, you know, helping to get people into the office and be notified that, you know, they at least need to probably look at something.
Right.
One thing that we did find out recently is that we will be getting some cost share money to help for the installation of buffers or any practice that will help somebody get into compliance with the buffer law.
Okay, that's good news.
We have a pretty short timeline on encumbering the funds. So if somebody is interested in doing cost share, we need to get them into the office and get a cost share application filled out sooner than later. And there's only a limited amount of money. After that, it's gone. It will not help pay for every acre of grass that's going to be installed in the county, but at least there's something out there.
Right. And if they want to find out about that, they can come in and talk to you.
Stop by the office or give us a call. You know, we have to follow some extra guidelines when we're doing cost share. So native vegetation has to be planted. It can't be alfalfa. It has to have a 10-year practice life. So, it is a cost share contract. The practice has to be maintained for 10 years or it could have to be paid back. So there's, you know, some rules and everything, but it is funds that will help people get in compliance. So.
Okay. Any other new news on the buffers there? Any changes or things that you're coming across your desk?
The whole big thing is getting fleshed out this whole alternative practice situation. You know, the language has been in the law since the beginning, but it's really hard to figure out exactly what that means and how to implement it. Mm-hmm. Surprised the people who wrote the law didn't always necessarily ask those of us who work with this on a daily basis for any input. But, you know, I mean, we're working through it. And, you know, overall, I really do think that there is a benefit to having the buffers. You know, along ditch systems, we're going to see when you have that tall prairie grass that's installed, you're going to see less wind-blown sediment inside your ditches, which is going to decrease some of the costs for cleaning. It's those big root structures help maintain the structure of the ditch. They uptake nutrients from keeping them out of the waterways, whether it's along a ditch or a public water course. It's just the way this whole thing was came about has been difficult for people, and we understand that.
Kind of that one-size-fits-all thing that they first came out with, that was where the real problem was, wasn't it?
Right.
Because one side apparently doesn't fit all.
No, and it doesn't. Right. Every land piece is different.
Right.
And
I mean, there are places where the, I don't know what you call it, is it negative slope? Is that what it is? When
yep.
it slopes away from the,
right.
And things like that. And so obviously it's a little different than where things are draining directly into the water.
And correct.
So
and so then
is,
there's, you know, different things that
right.
might work better, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still some benefit to having some grass there to stabilize the bank and uptake some
right.
of the nitrogen and stuff that's moving through the subsurface. But it's not necessary. You're not going to get the same benefit for having those big, wide buffers if you're not having any of the overland flow. That's where we want to see even wider buffers. So mm-hmm. kind of helping people design something that makes sense for them and for their land.
Right.
And it's, you know, and that's been working through. And we're, you know, landowners were very frustrated and when first coming into the office when this started, and we understand that, and we've been a little frustrated too at times because the direction hasn't always been 100% clear, but overall everybody has been pretty easy to work with and pretty willing to work, and we're just
well, I don't think isn't anybody that wants to you know, a lot of times farmers are portrayed as these villains that are out there ruining the waterways and all this. I mean, that is definitely not the case.
No, nobody wants to. Nobody
right.
says, oh, gee, I'm going to buy, you know, 3 times more fertilizer than what I really need and just dump it in the water because I got extra money.
Just because I want to blow some money.
Right.
Yeah, right. Doesn't work that way.
No, that's not the case. Nobody is out there purposely just throwing excess nutrients into the waterways,
right.
you know, and are excess nutrients getting in the waterways? Well, like, sometimes, yep, sometimes mm-hmm. no. And there are things that we can do. And that's what we're here for. We're here to just assist individuals. We're technical
right.
assistants. So
all right.
don't get mad at me when you get
just the messenger, right?
I'm just the messenger and here to help.
That's what I tell people about my weather forecast. So.
Right. You didn't make the weather.
I didn't make it. I didn't write
the law.
That's right.
But there is some benefits. And there are other things that we're looking at. We're talking to people and we're getting out on the land and we're addressing even other issues that we maybe didn't get a chance to address before, and thinking about other things, you know, the sediment and control basins, you know, for gull erosion. And,
right.
you know, there's other things. There's more talk every day about cover crops when new research coming out. And so it's a conversation, I mean, we do have to have. We do, you know,
right.
need to protect our resources, and everybody wants to do what's best.
Yeah.
Nobody wants their topsoil to be blown away or washed away into the river.
Well, that's kind of how I was watching an interesting program, I don't know if it was on public TV or History Channel or one of those, about when the soil and water conservation districts and conservation things all got set up was after the Dust Bowl back in the 30s,
right.
when all the soil kind of disappeared, and it apparently, it blew into Washington, D.C. at the perfect time, about the time they were trying to vote
it
on something.
Did. Yeah. They were actively in session.
Yeah. And they got a dust storm over the
yep.
city. But, yeah, no, nobody wants to answer that, that's for sure. So a lot of different things that can be done, and they can talk to you to find out all about them.
Yep, and there's programs to help cover some of this stuff. We have cost-share funds available, and we do not have all of our money encumbered yet. So if you see erosion issues happening out there, come in. We'll take a trip out there, see what kind of suggestions we have, what we can do, and, you know, it's funds that are supposed to help
right.
for conservation, and we have too much that isn't being
used. Kind of use them or lose them, right?
So, right.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't like sending money back to
right.
to St. Paul.
That's why a lot
We'd
of
rather
those
spend it
are.
Here in our county
that's right.
than send it back to St. Paul.
And it's going to get spent somewhere, so if you're one of those that doesn't like the, you know, government funding things, it's just because you don't take it doesn't mean it's not going to be spent. So,
right.
Yeah,
and
so
at least
well
we
it.
Can spend it here
right.
and pay our local individuals
exactly.
instead of, you know.
All right. Well, Michelle, how can they get a hold of you? They can go to the big building on the corner there on 40 and 75, right?
Correct. And then you can always call the office. We're 320-598-7321. And you can check out our website. If you just Google Lac Parle Soil and Water Conservation District, you'll get our website link and all of our email addresses and links
yeah.
are on there, and you can email us at any time also.
A lot of information on your website, so.
There is.
Yep. All right. So. Very good. Well, nice to have you back on the radio with us again. And we'll pray for rain here pretty soon, right?
But not too much.
Not too much. And just the right kind of rain without the bad weather. So.
Right. Good luck.
All right. Very good. Well, you have a good day.
You too.
Michelle Overholzer with us this morning from the Lac Parle Soil and Water Conservation District office with our conservation conversation on Q92.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling.
Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbag, South Dakota on Q92 KLQP FM.